whenever we need to know anything about what is going on with our kids, our parenting expert, Dr. Justin Coulson, is the man. And Justin, there is a lot going on at the moment around teenagers and consent.
It's such a big topic, isn't it? Everything from the Prime Minister's office down seems to be revolving around this topic of how we can get people, mainly, unfortunately, men, although it does cross over into other genders as well, but mainly men and boys, to be respectful and ensure that they have consent before they engage in any kind of intimate is probably not even the right word, but I know it's a breakfast program, but sexual activity with another person. And the stories are just staggering, aren't they?
Oh, most definitely.
Yeah, well, I'm sure it's a difficult one. If you're a parent of both boys or girls, I mean, you have to discuss this kind of thing, obviously, nowadays. So how would you approach it with both, Justin?
Well, the first thing I'm going to say is that consent starts really, really young. Like, consent is just another word for permission, right? Like, if you have permission to do something, then you can do it. And if you don't, then you shouldn't. So if you're little and you want to play with your friend's toy or your sister's toy or your brother's toy and they do not consent, your parents are supposed to teach you that, well, then they've said no, so you can't do it. And it's true that every now and again you might have to have some sort of a negotiation around boundaries and what's fair and what's not. But when we start to move towards issues that we're talking about when it comes to teenagers and parties, there's no negotiation. If somebody says no, then it's just off the table. Unfortunately, parents don't do a great job talking about consent with their kids, and they also don't do a great job talking about the way alcohol and other substances can interfere with a person's ability to give consent and be involved in these kinds of situations. So it's a really tricky one, but the answers are actually very simple. It's just the parents, frankly, have got to step up. And unfortunately, there are some parents who just don't.
So how do we broach it? So, you know, I'm a parent of a teenage boy and have been of a teenage girl as well. Is it something that we obviously can't wait for them to bring it up? We need to sit down and have the conversation.
Yeah, for sure. Well, the first thing that you've got to do is research shows that parents who monitor what's going on with their kids have kids who make far fewer dangerous choices, either for themselves or for others. So as parents, we've got to be involved in our kids' lives. The next thing that I'll say before we actually get to the consent conversation, Lou, is as parents, you are abrogating your responsibility and you are taking grave risks if you think that it's okay to let your teenagers come over to your house or go to somebody else's house and participate in a totally unsupervised party where there's underage alcohol and probably drug taking and who knows what else is going on. Parental supply is horrendous and parental lack of supervision is damaging children. We've got to step up as parents. I don't care if I sound like a wowser. My kids' lives are at stake and so are yours. And so parents, we've got to step up.
Yeah.
In terms of the conversation, though, this is the conversation that I have with girls. And I've got six daughters, so this is a conversation that matters a lot to me. The conversation is that if you go to a party, you make sure that you are with your friends. Don't go anywhere with anybody that you're not that you feel the slightest bit of discomfort with. And if you are going to go somewhere with someone, make sure that your friends know where you are and that you've got some form of communicating with them so that everybody knows that you're safe.
Yep.
Number two. Now, I want to be really clear about this. If something happens, it is not a girl's fault. And this is the second thing that I teach my kids. It's not your fault, regardless of the circumstances. I don't care what you're wearing. I don't care what you drank. It's not your fault if somebody does something to you without consent. It is their fault. That is called assault. In serious circumstances, it's called rape. It's a criminal offense. You don't do things to people without consent. But, you know, the next thing that I teach my kids, and this is probably going to sound a little bit strange, but I teach them about what really good relationships are and what really good sex is. And I let them know that whatever's going to happen at that party that night is probably going to be really lousy sex. Because really great intimate moments happen when you have a really great intimate relationship with someone. That is, when you understand each other, when you know each other, when you trust each other, when you care for each other, and where what's going on is not about you but about the other person. It's where you're giving yourself in a mutually satisfying, mutually engaging activity or experience. And that's, I think, the question or the conversation that we're not having with our kids. We talk to our kids from time to time about what sex is, but we don't talk to them about what really good sex is and what really bad sex is. What they're seeing in pornography.
True.
bad sex. What they're seeing on their screens and what their friends are talking about in the playground, bad sex. What's happening in real relationships, in caring relationships, in mutually satisfying relationships, much more likely to be really good sex. And when kids understand that, they suddenly realize that they don't need to rush. Now, there's one last quick thing that I want to say, and I know that we're almost out of time, but I have to say this really clearly. Consent is a really low bar. Everyone's saying, oh, consent's the new high standard. Consent's the new watermark that we've got to reach all the time. Consent's terribly low. You know, my kids every now and again, they'll come to me and say, hey, Dad, I want to go out with my friends. Can I have $50 for dinner and a movie or whatever it might be? And, you know, I consent. I say, sure, you've got my permission to go, and sure, here's the $50. I'm giving consent, but I'm not real happy about it. The truth is I'd rather keep the 50 in my pocket, thanks very much. And
do you want to adopt me, Justin?
and so when this happens, I'm consenting, but I'm still not thrilled about it. And I think we've got to teach our kids that consent's actually a pretty low bar. Mm. What we really want, and the word that I use, I don't think it's ever going to catch on. It's not a catchy phrase, but I tell my kids to have honored desire. That is, when somebody desires something, that you honor that. And if they don't desire it, then you honor that as well. Honored desire means that we're going to a point where we're respecting the person and their wishes at a much deeper level than just, do you want it or do you not? And okay, I'll give it to you if you really want it. Or I'll, you know, it's going so much further than that. When we honor the people in our lives, we have better relationships and, frankly, better intimate moments.
Justin, unbelievable advice. And as you said, at a time where it's really in the news, great advice too. Thank you so much. If we want to find out more from you, where's the best place for us to go?
Yeah, check out happyfamilies.com.au. Oh, by the way, on a totally different topic, next Thursday night, I'm doing a free webinar. You can get all the info at my Facebook page for Dr. Justin Coulson's Happy Families. It's about how to stop yelling at your kids. That might be helpful for some parents on a totally different topic entirely.
Sensational. Thanks, Justin.
Thanks, Lou. Thanks, Matt.